This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is policy number one this week in the conversation of what's going on in the world of news talk radio? Let's find out as we spend this hour going through the stories courtesy of the members of my Good Day gang, which include Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden this week. Jennifer Horn is off. So let's get to the list, the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the overview is presented to those who are the faithful, those who are interested, those who are compelled to try to figure out what's number one, what's number two. Well, number 10, we'll start and go backwards, start at the top of the list and go down, or would it be the other way around? I've always done this. In the years I've been doing this program, I always wonder, when we talk about starting from the top of the list, for me, the top of the list is number 10, but other people say, no, top of the list is number one. So anyway, at number 10, the NBA Finals doing very well in the television ratings this week. People watching game, it was one more game, right, as of the end of the week. I think the game would be played probably on Sunday, right? This program will be heard over the weekend. But the NBA Finals, yeah. I say all the time, hello, it's the middle of June. Why are we still playing basketball? That's my
It's almost
view.
Over.
Of the situation. Yes, it is almost over. Hockey over, baseball big. It's really amazing how baseball, for whatever the reason, has much more of an impact on the ratings on radio and television stations than does any other sport. Look at the ratings that come. Well, that's not 100%.
What are you talking about?
Football.
Yeah.
Football does well. But it's only one day a week. Whereas with baseball, you usually get, what, four or five games a week out of the
team? Football is like 3 days a week now.
Football is football? Thursdays, Sundays.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the home team. I'm talking about the local stations.
And the ratings for the NFL draft last month, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
So football is all year long. And, I mean, you watch the NFL Network. My son and I were cruising through classic games. They play classic Super Bowls still on the NFL Network. And
really?
People watch it.
Well, they do on the ESPN. Isn't there an ESPN oldie moldy station to get all the old games and fights and all that stuff?
We were watching an old football game last night. We were watching March Madness from 2013 last night.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why, but we just stopped on it because we were curious, and we just stayed there for like 10 minutes.
Get a life, kid.
Totally.
Yeah. All right. At number 9 on the countdown overview of the top 10 stories, the charts for this week, the Stanford rape case. What happens as a result of people finding out what a moron this judge is? Is there a recall of judges in California? Jennifer's not here, so we can't ask her that. This guy is appointed, though. Judges in California are appointed. They're not elected. This judge said, can you believe what this guy actually said? There was an interrogatory in a news. Somebody got a hold of sort of behind-the-scenes information. And the judge said that he based his ruling that this kid would get 6 months in the slammer on the fact that he was convinced that because he was drunk at the time, he couldn't really perceive whether the girl was out or not. So because he was drunk, he gets a 6 month sentence. If he had not been drunk, he would have gotten a 14-year sentence. That's the rationale. The fact that anybody would be publicly would admit to being that stupid, it seems to me, is enough for a recall right there. How do you, unless you're a sexist pig, how do you justify saying, well, the guy was drunk, so we really didn't know whether she was even alive or dead?
And the state cannot request, because it was the state who convicted this guy, the judge.
Yeah.
The state, the prosecutors cannot say, whoa, we want a retake on this. It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Over and done with. And we can take care of the judge. I have a case going on in California, And yesterday we were told who the judge was going to be. So the fellow who's my lawyer, who's really very, very good, he sent me an email that had the judge's ratings. And there are a couple of different sources of looking up judges' ratings, like judgeonthebench.com. I mean, what's the booklet that rates stores and stuff when you go around? So what's Yelp? This is like Yelp for judges. And the comments, I was getting chills when I looked at this. This guy, this judge is horrible. Like the hanging judge.
I remember, and I will always remember this, when I was a young punk, I got a driving while suspended.
Old punk that you are now.
Driving while suspended license. And so, local courthouse, the whole thing. Yeah, I was just stupid.
And punk, yeah.
And I'll never forget my lawyer telling me, I'm going to reschedule your case. I said, why is that? He goes, because that judge is a jerk. We want that guy. He's the next. So it wasn't really about my defense and how he was going to defend me or the technique. It was all about what courtroom we landed in and who the judge was in that courtroom was how this guy got me off eventually.
And well, this judge was assigned to the case that I'm doing. I don't know that we can change it. I would like to. I said that to the lawyer. Can we change? He said, no, he's been assigned. There's a division of the state court system, the Superior Court system in California, that assigns judges to cases depending on the jurisdiction. So whether you can change it or not.
It's just amazing.
When I read this guy, it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think that they all follow the same laws, that we would have similar. But, people put their own personal play into it. That's just the way they
do. And that's one of the things, Richie, that is said about this judge. When you check him out on Yelp or whatever it is, Judge the Judges is another site. Anyway, there are people who say that he doesn't. I mean, you look at these things. He makes his decisions based on his personal feelings. He doesn't use the law.
But everybody interprets the law differently.
Does this guy have a daughter? That's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he have an ounce of empathy where he thinks, well, what if this was my daughter standing here reading this heartfelt statement?
He's not that smart. He's not that smart. He's not that worldly. You can tell by watching and listening to his words. All right, we're overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with a look at the top 10 stories of the week. It's 14 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are anti-establishment candidates a positive sign? I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow-motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast-motion collapse of the Republican Party, with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America is heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. You just port your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free, two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're at 17 after the hour, counting up from number 10 to number 1 over the course of this hour. The big stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio with commentary from the members of my staff. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. Number 8, I don't even want to talk about this, the Chinese and the military stuff with the U.S., come on. What I do think is interesting, number 7, is the reason I don't, there's nothing new with number 8. This has been going on for months, not like it just happened once. With number 7, though, a very interesting deal coming out of the quote-unquote progress made in that nuclear arms or the nuclear, whatever the nuclear deal was with Iran that became so controversial. I said at the time, and I reiterated this review of the deal, shows how well American companies like the Boeing company can do when you take down the trade barriers. Iran wanted to do this deal because we made it so sweet and easy for them. They would have done the deal if it was twice as difficult or if it was twice as hard for them to accommodate. One of the things we were eager to do is have Boeing make the deal with Iran for 400 new planes. The deal officially announced this past week, 400 airliners, most of them 737, some of them bigger. So that means for Boeing, billions and billions of dollars. Most people don't realize Boeing is the biggest exporter in terms of dollars of any American company. And when they make deals like this with foreign countries for airplanes, we're talking about billions, tens of billions.
Bigger than Starbucks?
Dollars.
I mean, well, it's funny you say that. I would have guessed Apple. I mean, I just wouldn't have, I never would have thought about airplanes. But yeah, you're right. It makes
sense. Think about the dollars. Think about how much a new airplane costs. Think about the dollars.
Yeah.
And how many Boeing planes are being sold all around the globe. That is, yeah. There are other things. Certainly, we export lots of stuff. One of the other things that is not being talked about by the news media because they're chicken is the impact on Iran's deal in the military-industrial world. The military-industrial complex has seen huge gains because Iran's buying lots of guns, weaponry, airplanes for their defense, that sort of thing. It's all part of this. So you think that the politicians, when they tell you, this is going to make the world safer, it has nothing to do with the safety of the world. What it has to do with is American business. As you'll recall, many of you, you don't even know who went over there on that deal to sign the deal. The president of Boeing was there. The president of, what's the big armament manufacturer? It's a plane. It's a Raytheon. That's the kind of people that were there in the backdrop of this deal getting signed. So, but as usual, the news media is asleep at the switch, so nobody asks the question, who are the people in the picture? Who are those people who are there at the signing of this deal? They're all the people in America who are going to make money. I got no problem with making money. Selling Boeing planes is a great idea. But to sell these people all the armaments, what a bunch of hypocrites. We say, we don't want to arm them. We don't want them to have nuclear arms. We're happy to sell them everything else under the sun, however. Ah, my God. All right, so that's my rant. Thank you. More coming up moments here. Yes, I feel, Richie, much better.
And
thank you for asking. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Coast to coast. 23 after the hour now, the Good Day overview of the top hits in talk radio for the benefit of the talk radio countdown show and the talk radio countdown itself. We're reviewing the top 10, sports talk radio at 10, the aftermath of the rape case in Stanford, number 9, what's going on between the Chinese and the Americans, number 8, the Boeing deal to sell jets, number 7 to Iran, number 6 doesn't deserve a second of our time, I don't think, the battle against Daesh. It's ongoing. There were more attacks in the Sudan this week.
One
Syria.
Aspect of that is that the State Department has had 50 upper end
diplomats
all sign a letter saying that the Obama administration needs to take it to the Syrian government
and take out Assad
and take out Assad,
take him out,
because this focusing on ISIS only is doing nothing but creating two sets of extremist groups.
Right.
So I thought
what does it take
for 50 diplomats in your State Department to sign a secret letter to say, hey, this is really where we need to be?
Yeah, obviously not a secret. But you see, it goes back into John McCain was on it this week. He's in a tough election fight, so he's making a lot of statements to try to get attention in Arizona because he's looking for re-election. He's the most senior of all of the senators, and I think it's time for him to retire. He's 79, enough already. But anyway, that's an aside. He said that Obama was responsible for the problems in the Middle East, Daesh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to which I say what he didn't do was do what he said he was going to do. That is, Obama said we'll get everybody out, and then they've been out, and they've been back. So the inconsistency has caused a vacuum. But the real problem was created when George Bush convinced all the Democrats and Republicans, for whatever and however he did it, for whatever the reason, well, we know what the reason was, to invade Iraq in 2003. So all of that brings us around to where we are now. And that's where you look for responsibility. Not that it does any good to fix the blame, because at this point, going into the past doesn't do any good. I mean, I don't like to have a lot of time based on what happened in the past. It's over. It's done. When you look at the facts, go ahead.
Can I stretch and try and make a comparison?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I think you would probably agree that that we went into Iraq and everybody for the military-industrial complex to sell more guns, right?
Yep.
Would you say that the government is now using this most the recent terror attack to take our guns?
I think that you could make a case for that. Yes, I think you can make a case for that. Yeah.
The government is working to be able to line their pockets and sell more armament to make more money.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
again, at the same time, wants to use another event to take.
Well, here's an interesting overview of this. I saw somebody who was involved in making the AK-47 say publicly it was never designed or manufactured to be used by civilians. This was a gun that was designed for the military, by the military, and it was not supposed to be sold on the open marketplace.
It isn't.
So
right.
It isn't what?
The AK-47 is not sold. That's a machine gun.
Well, where is this? What?
No,
what,
this
what,
rifle.
This guy, what?
You're talking
yeah.
about the AR-15?
Yes,
AR-15.
Yeah,
the AR-15 is not a is not the same thing as an AK-47. One,
no,
you hold the trigger and keep shooting. One, you have to pull yep. the trigger every time. And
right. No, but what Doug's saying is that AR-15, that the person who invented that or his family did, I read this yesterday too, he said it was never, ever meant to be in civilian hands, ever.
The dilemma is going to be is that it's the same tool as a regular rifle. It right. just looks
it
different.
It is. I mean, again, it is, unfortunately... We've got this.
So if you take it away, you have to take regular rifles away.
Yeah, and that's where you get into this
problem.
You get into quagmire. 28 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Better way for you to find out what's going on in the world of conversation is the weekly overview. Thanks to the good will of the Good Day Gang, they come around and work with me to go through these stories so you hear more opinions. You can add what they're saying to what you're saying about the issues of the week in order from number 10 to number 1. So we are continuing now just to review or recap where we are. We've discussed in this previous half hour sports talk radio, what's going on there, the judge in the Stanford rape case, that whole reality. What the Chinese and the U.S. are doing with planes, boats, trains, and cars. Whatever else they're playing with. The Boeing airplane deal, number 7, with Iran. The battle against Daesh and what's going on in the Middle East, number 6. So that gets us to number 5, which is a conversation about the death of a 2-year-old that may be among, when you look between the weeds here, this is one of the dumbest things that one can possibly imagine. Here's this family out waiting around. And it's not really there. They weren't trying to feed the gators, but other people have. Apparently, if you look at pictures of this resort, people pay $2,000 a night for a room in this joint.
I've stayed there. It's the Grand Floridian. It's a nice place.
You spent $2,000?
No, of course not.
You? Somebody else?
No, those are the Bora Bora bungalows.
Yeah, the Polynesian.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're in stilts, they're over the water. So people are throwing food off. The gators are eating it. The gators don't even like, as is evidenced by the sad reality, this kid was just drowned. They oftentimes bring their prey into the water, they drown it, and then they bury it. But they don't like the taste of humans, apparently.
They can't digest things that aren't dead. Like, things have to be decomposing because their digestive systems can't handle it. Doesn't so that's work. Why they bury things until it's really decomposed.
Yeah.
I learned a lot on this one tour.
Wow.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. All right, so anyway, this family finds out the hard way. I'm betting there are all kinds of bad PR about Orlando this week. I'm betting there's about a dozen lawyers who are standing in line for a class action lawsuit against Disney.
There'll be no
putting
lawsuit.
People in danger.
There'll be no lawsuit.
This family. Anyway.
Disney will just write a check.
Yeah.
They do not need, want, care about having any kind of publicity in any kind of courtroom trial. They will just say, what can we do?
What do you want?
Yep.
What do you want? Yep.
Make it go away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number four this week on the countdown is a focus on the Brexit vote, Britain exiting from the European Union, and next week they're going to take that vote, and the feelings are so high that a member of Parliament was killed this week because of her outward vocal stance on what the Brits ought to do. So this is another example. How many of these did we have this week? We had the singer from The Voice, Victoria, right?
Yes.
The singer from The Voice who was killed, shot. The shoot-em-up in Orlando, and the shoot-em-up and by the way, there are no guns. People don't have guns in England. This guy somehow got a hold of a gun and a knife, and he used them both on this woman. Man, this guy's got to be off his rocker.
And then we had the Walmart shooting again this week, too.
Walmart shooting, yep, right.
Never ends. Then there's in Oakland, California, there was another four people were shot and killed this week as well. I mean, it's just, it never ends.
Okay, so number three in the countdown is a focus on the presidential race and politics in general. So I wanted to go over a list of the code of ethics from the American Association of Political Consultants. When Richie first sent this to me, I thought it was a joke. And then realized
when I first saw it
was not a joke. Yeah. All of the members of the American Association of Political Consultants are required to sign this code of ethics, and they do it every year. And then they're supposed to live up to it. They're supposed to work by the standards set by the AAPC as a condition of membership. So political consultants, a.k.a. lobbyists, are supposed to... Here's what they sign. All right, I'm going to go through this list. We all know what a bunch of scumbags lobbyists are in general, so see what you think of this. Number one, I will not indulge in any activity which would corrupt or degrade the practice of political consulting. Number two, I will treat my colleagues and clients with respect and never intentionally injure their professional or personal reputations. Go ahead. Yeah, that's good. Number three, I will respect the confidence of my clients and not reveal confidential or privileged information gotten during our professional meetings. Number four, this is the code of ethics signed by members of the American Association of Political Consultants. Number four, I will use no appeal to voters which is based on race, sex, religious intolerance, or any form of unlawful discrimination. My God, I don't even want to read the rest of that. What a damnable joke that is.
Wow.
God. Number five, I will refrain from false or misleading attacks on an opponent.
Please.
Oh, my God, what a joke. Number six, I will document accurately and fully any criticism of an opponent or his or her record.
Yeah, on CNN and MSNBC.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Number seven, I'll be honest in my relationship with the news media. Candidly answer.
That's a
number
big belly
eight,
laugh.
I will use any funds I receive from my clients or on behalf of my clients only for those purposes and voiced in writing. All right. Number nine, I will not support any individual or organization which resorts to practices forbidden by this code.
Wow.
Thanks for playing.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. My God. What a bunch of trolls.
You think they all sit around at one of the bars down in Capitol Hill and just giggle every time they sign that every year?
Yeah. They go to the grill on the corner of...
the Capitol Grill.
Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's on the corner of Pennsylvania and the street that goes by...
the old Epic Grill.
What's this?
Old Ebbitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's by that's the street that is next to the White House.
Yes.
And I can't remember
it's
what
on
number
15th, it is. Like, it's at the corner of 15th and K.
I think in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, K Street
between.
Where all the lobbies are.
Right.
K Street and the restaurants up and down there. You can what is the old expression? You can't hit a throw
can't
a,
swing
cat.
A dead cat without hitting one. Yeah.
Right. Hitting one of these guys. Most of them have really bad toupees too, which is how you can tell. Really bad lobbyists. They got really bad toupees and often really bad suits.
They make a lot of money.
So, and they smoke bad guitars. They smoke bad cigars.
We're trying to smoke a guitar before. Yeah. That might be interesting.
Let's reflect now on the charts for the week of June 13th to the 17th. That is the stories, the big topics, the talk radio turn-ons, if you will, at number 10. Sports talk radio, what's going on, the coverage of the NBA Finals, the excitement and the overview of the ratings on radio stations that are carrying baseball. Really fantastic. Number 9, the Stanford rape case, that outrage. Number 8, the relationships that we have with China, most notably the military incidents that have been going on. Number 7, the Boeing airplane deal with the Iranians. Number 6, the battle against Daesh. Number 5, the death of the small child in Disneyland at the resort at the mouths of a gator. Number 4, the killing of the member of parliament in England. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, proposed new gun legislation as a result of number 1, which was the Orlando Club massacre. That's it. The overview of the top 10 stories here on the countdown. All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we get into the filibuster, number 2, number 1. You all know what number 1 is, so we'll get into opinions, comments about the number 2 and number 1 item on this week's countdown in a moment here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are anti-establishment candidates a positive sign? I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow-motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast-motion collapse of the Republican Party, with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America is heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
46 past the hour as we are continuing to review me, Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, the stories that are on the list, the charts for this week at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. A lot of great information about this business, this wonderful world of conversation, number one radio format. The filibuster on gun legislation. What happened here this week, which I find interesting, is that the Republicans actually are moving. They realize the Democrats have had an unreasonable in the sense that it was never, their position was never going to be close enough to the center to hopefully get past the lobbyists who work for the NRA. So now with the Orlando Club massacre, they cannot run and hide from this. They just can't. So what do you do? Then the suggestion, however, that's come up is one that's not workable for me. I don't see how you could. I think if the list, the watch list, was something that was reasonable and the names were arrived at reasonably, then maybe you could use it. It's a start. But there are people on that watch list that, I always sort of chuckle when I think about the watch list. Ted Kennedy, the senator, was on it for 2 years, and he couldn't get on an airplane until he made a big fuss about it. That's how bad the list is, the watch list. But I could be on people who make a lot of noise about the government and how rotten it is.
We can all agree this guy should have been on it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the fact that he wasn't is a major hole somewhere. Somebody's got a problem that they need to deal with.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that leads us around to number one, and there's no, this is wall to wall and has been all week long, the Orlando Club massacre. What you know, what you don't know, everybody's involved. Everybody wants to be in on this in terms of, it's terrible, it's awful. People around the world, not only in our country, but around the world reacted to this week. And what it does is just show you, we've talked about what happened in Paris and Belgium. These things that have happened. And it never seems to happen in Asia. Do you ever think about that? When's the last time you saw something like this happen in Tokyo or in Beijing?
Beijing,
or any of the countries.
Not handing out a whole lot of guns in Beijing.
No, what I'm just saying, is that the key here then? Is that the key?
To repress everybody to the point where they're under the government control? Yeah, I think that is probably. Yeah. Go for it.
It wouldn't be a free country.
Correct.
I don't want to live there.
But in England, we brought up England earlier. Even until recently, the police didn't even carry guns. So you didn't. There were stabbings and things like
and
muggings.
There, yeah.
But it's not. You don't have mass shootings. They just don't exist.
One of the differences though that we need to remember is that England is how many people? What's the total population of England? Doug?
About 73-74 million.
Yeah, and the total population of the United States?
315.
There's a lot of crazy people running around. There's just more people.
But we have so many guns with all the crazy
point.
People.
Yeah, but that's a good point, Victoria. Richie makes a very good point there. There are too many people. They can't be managed. We can't be managed. Too many people in the cities. They can't drive anywhere because there are too many cars.
Don't want to be managed.
It's not manageable. It's not manageable. The country's not manageable anymore. The planet's not manageable. There are too many people.
Right, but going back to what you just said, though, Doug, your point was you don't hear about this in Asia. No one has got more of a population problem than Asia.
Yeah, but they also are under the government rule.
it's pretty difficult to get away with stuff in most of these countries. As part of the overview on the countdown, the lists that are a part of our discussion become important. So let me review for you at this moment the top 10 people being discussed this week. No, I don't think there's anything here that you wouldn't expect to hear when it comes to the world of sports talk radio. Steph Curry and LeBron James on the list. Brock Turner is on the list. Paul Ryan is on the list. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Omar Mateen. He's at number one. Those are the top 10 names that are in the focus this week. I guess Omar Mateen would be the only one on there that you wouldn't have known from some other conversation. Brock Turner has been on the list for the last couple of weeks. He's the person who says he's a victim. Oh, imagine that. He's a victim. Woo! So anyway, those are the people that are the subject matter of much of our conversation this week in review here on The Countdown. 50 minutes after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
On the countdown this week, something special, new, different, worthy of your consideration. There's so many wonderful things going on in the world. I picked something that you may or may not be too familiar with. The syndicated TV world is something that we don't pay a lot of attention to in the norm. That is, when we think about the top shows, you think about Blue Bloods, or you think about Dancing with the Stars, or you think about the O.J. story. But there is another world, and it actually is the most profitable part of television. Television production involving syndicated shows is a bonanza, not only for the producers of the shows, but for the hosts, because most of them that are smart have a piece of the action. So think about this as I go through, with the only exception, well, if I did the top 10, the syndicated shows that are repeats of the nightly shows really are not a factor in this. The Big Bang Theory, Law and Order, SVU, that sort of stuff, there's a lot of that. The Closer is actually quite big in terms of numbers, but the real story here, when you look at the top, if you really sort of drill down into the top five syndicated shows this past week, and this is pretty much the way it goes for any week of the year. This doesn't vary very much. Number five, this past week was Jeopardy. Everybody watch Jeopardy?
Yeah, I love Jeopardy if it's on. I mean, if I happen to be watching TV,
you don't go out of your way to watch it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm home with my parents, though, if I'm spending the night there or something, then and it's, you know, early enough in the night, then we definitely turn it on and watch Jeopardy together.
So Jeopardy is number 5. This is and it's usually paired with Wheel of Fortune, which is number 4 in terms of viewership. The ratings are strongest, interestingly enough, with women 25 to 54. Both of these shows have very strong ratings with women. Matter of fact, I think you could probably say that about all of the top 5 shows that are in syndication. You can, as you go through the list, ask yourself if you don't think that's the case. Inside Edition ties with Entertainment Tonight for the number 3 position. This goes to the sort of like TMZ stuff. TMZ is not in the top 5, but this is a syndicated. These are syndicated packages put together by the networks that are in early, what they call early access before prime time, which is 8 to 11. And so the interest, and we've talked about this, the crazy interest in things that are going on, like with the Housewives of New York or any of this other nonsense or any stars. People are so fascinated.
Not nonsense. Women like this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe they like
it. Women like the celebrity news.
I got it. Okay. All right. Number 2 this week on the list of the top 25 syndicated shows and households for this past week, Judge Judy. This show has been on the air, I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is the 24th year. You talk about a cash cow. This woman is 77, 78 years old, something like that. She'd been sitting on that bench since she was 50, something or other. And she was doing a local show. She's a real judge. She was doing a local show in Los Angeles, and a fellow named Richard Lawrence, who was my agent for a while, saw her, introduced her to a producer, and that was it, by the way. That's the only thing he ever did. And he's become vastly wealthy because of his connections. Matter of fact, there was a story a couple of weeks ago about her wanting to cut him off because he's still making $17 million a year for having introduced Judy to the producers of the show. She made $54 million last year doing that silly show.
Isn't she the highest paid person on TV?
She is. She's the highest paid syndicated person on TV.
Wow.
But
even more than Ellen.
I'm gonna make you a bet. Yeah, well, see, those are the daytime shows, the Kelly and the Ellen and the Oprahs and the other stuff. That's a different sort of category. But the number one syndicated show last week, and it has been this way for the last, I think, 7 weeks, Family Feud. If you don't think that the world that we know that involves Steve Harvey isn't amazing, this guy, everybody loves. That little show he's doing now with Ellen, they're producing little big shots. It's on NBC, little kids who become stars. This guy is a phenomenon. He does a great radio show, and if he was smart, I hope he made the deal for himself that gives him a piece of Family Feud. That show has been around for a long time. Remember, you probably don't even remember, Richard Dawson, who was the original host of Family Feud, heavens, 30 years ago. This show has been around a long time. But this guy, Steve Harvey, has given it new life.
I love
Number
Steve Harvey.
One syndicated show last week in America was Family Feud. There it is. Top 5 syndicated shows in review here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.